Good morning. I wish every time I finish my sermon, I got some applause.
希望我的讲道每次讲到也知道这么多的掌声啊。
Well, have you ever really got into a bad mood ever?
你们也不过是情绪不好的时候呢。
How we deal with it?
那你怎么个处理你的情绪呢？
According to the survey, they said the first one usually people go to find their friends.
那根据这调查报告, 第一个人们会去找他的朋友。
Maybe through internet or Facebook, they chat.
从这个网络啊, 或者是这个书脸, 他们会彼此交谈。
Or exercise.
或者是有人去选择去运动。
And the third one is movie or video games.
那有人会去看个电影啊, 或者打电玩。
For ladies, shopping spree.
Oh, 我们这个女士们, 啊, 就是去shopping, 去血拼啊。
So husband, you need to try to get the good move for your wife. Otherwise, your pocket.
Okay, 所以男士们, 一定要让你们的太太们轻轻都非保持愉悦的心情, 否则你们的血, 这个大荷包大输血。
And some try to find some scapegoat.
所以我们会找一个所谓的替罪的羔羊。
And dump all everything over that goat.
然后把一些所谓的不好东西就是丢在这个羔羊身上。
And some maybe listen to the music.
那有人会去听听音乐啦。
Is it pretty much cover your measurement to deal with your bad mood?
那是不是各位你是不是你就是这样子来处理你的不好的情绪呢？
Is there any other approach you have ever tried?
还有没有别的方法呢？
Oh, okay.
睡觉。
That's an excellent one, okay, to get some sleep, huh? Okay, have you ever tried this way, the words of God?
你们尝试过看一下神的话语呢?
If you ever had this experience, could you raise your hand?
你们如果有这样的经验的话, 看神的话语的话, 有没有这个经验? 举个手好不好?
Wow,
心情不好要去读神的话语。
That's encouraging. Well, This is a kind of a journey for me, you know, ever really experienced that.
这就是我自己亲身的一个经验。
We will go into today's verses. Only one verse is from Jeremiah.
我们今天的 Bible, 我们的经句就是一句, 就是耶利米书15章16节。
O Lord God Almighty, when your words came, I ate them.
万军之耶和华万军之神呐，我得着你的言语，就当食物吃了。When
we talk about ate or eating, that means food.
当吃的话就是食物，对不对？
So when the word came, when the God's word came, that means the Bible or the word from the Holy Bible.
那这个神的话语当然就是从这圣经来的话语了。
And Jeremiah said, I took it as food and I ate them.
那耶利米就说我就把它当成食物给吃下去了。
When we talk about food, usually it's the time that you feel hungry.
所以当我们吃东西的时候，是因为我肚子饿的时候就会去吃东西。
What that mean, actually?
这个你是怎么个想法呢？
Chinese, there is a saying, say, diet is a huge, humongous issue.
那我们这个中国人说这个吃是一种养生之道，很重要的。
Because once you feel hungry, that means you are alive.
当你觉得饿的时候，表示你这个人是活着。
This is a response of a living life.
就是表示一个生命的症状啊，你会饿啊，你还活着。
So when you want to eat something, that means you have the life that you want to be satisfied, the desire.
所以当你觉得饿的时候，表示你还活着，所以你有这个需求。
So we are talking about food, usually through our experience, the first food that we ever really eaten is milk.
所以我们每个人经验当中，我们第一生下来刚刚第一次吃的食物，我想一般来说都是牛奶吧，不就是奶了。
And then after a certain period, then you will start to try we call solid food.
然后过了一阵子，你就可以稍微吃点这个实质的东西。
In English, the pronoun that we use for baby, we always use what? Good. It. Maybe it's difficult to translate.
I didn't quite catch it.
当我们这个在英文里面的代名词呢，当一个小 baby 呢，我们用的字呢是用 it 这个字哈。那 it doesn't make any difference with object or even animals。
所以我们常常这个英文里面，当你称一个小 baby 的时候，我们用的那个代名词是所谓的 it。那 it 的话，等于你称动物的时候，你好像也是用这个 it。
And when the threshold that you start to call he or she。
所以当你把这个小 baby 看成转换成所谓的男孩女孩的时候
，is when he started to have solid food。
那就当他开始吃一些实质的东西的时候，你会把这个小 baby 不再是一个东西了，就是变成一个男孩一个女孩。
So a life, human life, start to try solid food, then we respect that individual as he or she. It's no longer it.
所以当一个人开始能够吃这些实质的东西的时候，我们就开始对这个小生命有一个尊敬感，就是你不再称它是一个东西了，你把它称成一个男孩女孩。
When we start to eat solid food, we chew it, we digest and absorb.
所以当我们吃东西的时候，第一个我们要咀嚼，然后再把它消化下去
digest, and then absorb.
然后把它吸收。
And you know what? When we start to chew, that is the food, butAfter the process, when we start to absorb it, actually that food became a part of you yourself.
所以当我们开始咀嚼，然后把它吸收、消化以后，吸收以后，这个食物就不再是只是食物了，而变成你的一份子，你的身体里面的一份子。
So therefore, Jeremiah said, when your words came, I ate them. That means I'm hungry. I want to eat.Because there is a life, that life, that very life, need that food.
So, 当耶利米说，我得了你的话，就当食物吃了，表示我它是一个生命体，它有这个吃的需要，它需要这个食物。
And that life is living inside you.
然后吃了以后，这个生命是存活你当中的。
Whenever you receive Jesus into you, then that life stay there and dwell inside. And that life, there is a need, that life need the food, and that food is the words of God.
所以当你接受了耶稣基督耶稣以后，你的生命，你的里面就有一个生命体。那这个生命体，它是会觉得饥饿，它就需要神的话语，所以你就需要吃神的话语。
So His word become a part of you.
然后神的话语就变成你的一部分了。
And the more you have the word of God, then the life.Inside you, the spiritual life inside you start to grow and receive the nutrition and health and energy.
So, 当你把神的话语吃的越多的时候，你里面生命就更成熟茁壮，更健康。
So we will go into today's center. They were my joy and my heart's delight.
So, 我们现在进入我们今天的主要的主题，就是你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐。
They means the words of God. That means the Bible. The words of the Bible.
这里的就指的是神的话语，就是圣经。
So that means Jeremiah experienced something. He said, the words of God were my joy and my heart's delight.
然后耶利米他就感受到，他就说神，你的话语就是我心中的欢喜，我心中的快乐。
And that is a question that I've asked you.When you got into the bad mood, have you ever tried this to receive the words of God to overcome your bad mood?
所以我开头是问大家，当你情绪不好的时候，你会不会想到说研读一些神的话语，让你心情能够变成欢喜，变成快乐呢？
And this is a journey for myself.
这就是我自己本身的一个经验。
Because when Christian,In faith, when we see God's word, our faith tries to tell us this is the truth.
So, 当我们基督徒凭着信心接受神的时候，我们会告诉我们自己说，哦，这就是真理。Yeah.
But in reality, is that true? Is that real to me?
但是在现实之中，我们以后会说，哦，真的是这样子吗？真的就是真理吗？
The words of God were my joy and my heart's delight. Is that real?
这个神的话是不是真的就是我心中的欢喜， 真的是我心中的快乐呢？
I've been going through an embarrassing period in my journey.
在我这个属灵的过程中，我经过一段很尴尬的时期。
I dare not to tell people that His word still not yet become my joy and my heart's delight.
因为我不敢告诉人说，哦，神的话我还没有感受那种喜乐哦。
So there is a discrepancy for my faith.
所以我就觉得在我信心里面好像有一个破口。
So today I'll try to explore a little bit, maybe give you some reference for your spiritual quest.
所以今天我就想借由我自己经历，能够帮助大家在这个属灵的追求里面，给大家有所帮助。
When I receive Christ as my Savior, there is a strong momentum inside of me try to share my experience with other people.
当我刚刚信主以后，我内心里面有一种很大的一种动力，一种冲动，让我想要跟别人去分享耶稣。
And right after that, I got a job in Arizona. So I went out every Friday afternoon. I went out to the campus to knock the door and try to ask for an opportunity to share my experience in Christ, even though at that time I was not baptized yet.
所以后来我就有机会搬到这个亚利桑那州，然后我就开始在每个礼拜五开始就在这个大学的那边开始去敲门，问人家说我可不可以跟你分享耶稣基督，即使我那时候还自己还没有受浸。
And I try to use all my resources. That means before Christ entered my life, all those resources to convince or try to explain to the people my experience.
所以我就用，还是用一些像我在没有信主以前一些那些所谓的手段来加强，来想要劝人家，把人家让人家信主，用一些以前那种手段。
The more I try, the less I feel I really get the right point.
然后我越是这样的试的话，就是觉得好像好像有问题哦。
Then I start to realize because I try to bring my own knowledge to people.I need to find the right resource.
然后后来就感受到，哦，原来我是想要用我自己的一些所谓的知识，头脑的知识，我应该要改弦换策一点。
So I start to really read the Bible and study the Bible.
所以我就开始非常读这个圣经，非常尽力的在读这个圣经。
And I study the Bible with purpose.
然后我读经是有个目的的。
I try to find some answer that those people brought it up to me.
我就想要找出这些人问的这些问题的一些答案，能够从圣经里面找出来。
Amazingly, I started to spend about 3 hours every day to read the Bible.
就是我自己都觉得很惊讶了，就是我开始每天几乎花大概3个小时在那边读经。
So I may be qualified that when your word came, I ate them.
也许我可以就是应了这句话，就是得着你的言语就当食物吃了。
Because I need to eat every day.
因为我每天觉得我需要吃大量的神的话语。
So when I get to the second one, it say, "Your the words of God were my joy and my heart's delight." Then I say, "Well, maybe."
但是当我到了第二句的，到了第二句，就是你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐的时候，我就开始有点迟疑的，哦，好像是不是呢
？And through the years, then I start to learn that what's wrong with me.
然后这个日子过得越来越过的时候，我就开始想说，我到底是怎么回事啊
？And later, I was revealed what's the problem.
然后后来我就。领悟到我的问题所在。
I have read long, long time. I mean, for a long period about the Bible.
然后我已经读经读了很久了。
And the verses in the Bible could turn out into my some kind like a motto or slogan.
然后我的也经文就很熟了，可以出口，等于是出口成章，随时都可以金句就可以讲出来的。
I can share with people and quote the Bible with ease.
然后跟人分享的时候，随时就可以把圣经的经句拿出来应用。
And somehow Bible turned out like some kind of rules or doctrine for me to share with people.
好像神的话就变成一种一种神学一样，或者一种很好用的话。
Nowadays, I see that I really got into the stage called religion.
所以我现在回想就知道哦，原来我那时候经历就所谓这个什么一种宗教的一种形式化的一种。
At that time, I become the master.
那个时候的主人是我。
I pick which verses I want to utilize. I have the full authority.
然后我有所有的权利来选哪一个经句我要用的。
But at that period, Lord has guided me another direction.
然后这个时候神就开始领我到另外一个方向。
That is the experience with the Holy Spirit.
这就是我经历过这个圣灵的这个带领。
And the Holy Spirit tried to just teach me one thing.
然后圣灵就教我一件事情。
Obedient.
顺服。
Surrender.
顺服投降。
And there was one winter night. It's very cold.
有天冬天的晚上非常的冷。
It's about 2 a.m. in the morning.
大概是凌晨大概两点钟左右吧。
I was woken up by, to me, the Holy Spirit.
然后我就被这个我认为是圣灵就把我给叫醒了。
He said, get up and get to the backyard.
然后就告诉我说起来到后院去。
So I thought it's a quick one. So I was amazed, but I just follow.
我当时也觉得很惊讶，半夜三更的跑到后院干什么？但是我还是顺服了，就去了。
And just with my underwear.
就是也没穿，就穿个内衣裤就跑出去了，大冷天。
And then when I got to the backyard, the voice said, "Go to the garden."
然后到了后院的话，这个声音就跟我说，哎，到那个花园那边去。
And when I got to the garden, he said, crawl under into there's a net. Because it's so shallow, so I need to crawl inside there.
然后那个声音告诉说，哎，你要从这个网那边底下，从底下钻进去。
It's cold and it's dark, but I crawl inside under the net.
所以在一个漆黑的晚上，我穿内衣裤，跑到后院，又冷。然后就居然就从那个网底下钻过去。
And then he said, "Pray over there, kneel down and pray."
就听到这个声音告诉说，你就在那边，跪下来祷告。
So I did.
我就顺服了，我就做了。
And I prayed for quite a while.
然后我祷告了有好一阵子。
And some of them is repeatedly.
然后有些祷告是一再重复的。
Because I was not told to quit.
因为神没有跟我说你好了，可以起来了。
Well, for certainUntil a certain time that I say, well, I got nothing to pray, so I got up and then went back to bed.
So, 到最后我终于说，哎呀，我实在没什么好祷告了，我起来了，我就回去睡觉了。
And then there is another, to me, is a pretty decent size of a test to me.
然后接着对我来说有一个蛮这个严重的一种测验。
Because I got an offer from Phoenix.
因为我这个凤凰城给我了一个工作。
It's a very attractive offer. It's a double my salary, and also provide me 14 engineer to lead them as a manager.
Yeah, 那这个工作是蛮有吸引力的，因为第一个薪水是两倍，第二个我是等于是小主管一样，底下有十几个工程师在我手下做事。
And that very night, when I received the offer, I got home and I knelt down to pray, and almost instantly, I knelt down. The voice told me, "This is not for you."
然后我就开始祷为这件事情祷告。几乎马上，神就告诉我说，这个工作不是我要你的。
So I stood up. I knew that is the final.
所以我就站起来了，我就知道了，这个工作不是给我的，神不要我接受这个工作。
So get back to the word that we have said. I have already eaten God's word, but I didn't really get to the point that.I really enjoy and delight in my heart, not yet.
所以我们也知道，我已经每天就读经，花了很多时间读经，等于是把这话语都吃了。但是我还没有能够把这话语转换为我心中的欢喜，心中的喜乐。
And I start to ask why. So now I start to understand.
所以我呢就一直问说，为什么会是这个样子
？So somehow I try to read the Bible, but the Holy Spirit start to lead me to get the lesson of obedience.
所以我现在 是回想起来就觉得哦，原来是我开始一开始读经的话，神的灵就开始带领我，让我能够顺服。
I didn't say that I'm always obedient. No, I still got some problem.
所以我不是说我就是十分的完全一百分的顺服了，我还是有些问题的。
But His word became my joy and my heart's delight. I felt that there's still quite a distance.
所以把这个从当他的食物吃到成为心中的欢喜快乐，虽然是有进步，但是还有一段距离。
Okay, let's finish this one verse. Say, "For I bear your name."
好，我们继续把这一个经典读完，就是因我是称为你名下的人。
And this is the foundation.
啊，这个就是我们的所谓的基础。
To receive all of these promises is because of I bear your name.
我们接受能够得到这些所谓的应许，主要就是因为我们是称为你名下的人。
In spirituality, my forehead, there is God's name here.
在属灵上来说的话，我这额头上是刻了神的名字。
It's stated like this person belongs to Jesus.
刻了说，哎，这个人是属于耶稣的。
Because of the name bear on my forehead, he took the full responsibility.
因为是我的额头上刻了他的名字，所以他是全权做主的。
And therefore, whatever promise over there, I have the privilege to receive 100%.
所以只要他是应许的，因为我是属他名的人，所以我就有百分之百的权利能够接收这个应许。
Now I want to present some example to show why I got stuck there.
我现在就想要举几个例子来说明说为什么我就卡在那里呢？
Because even though I received His word and I ate all the words as much as I can.
虽然说我已经吃了他很多的话语，但是为什么还是有卡在那里？
The problem is because I am still the master.
那重要的问题就是说因为我自己还是自己做主。
Let me show you how I really treat the word of God.
那我给大家举几个例子，让我看一看我怎样能够重新的能够明白神的话语。
Many people are very familiar with this verse.
我们很多人对这个经句都非常的熟了哈。
This is the calling from Jesus.
这是神耶稣在呼召的时候所讲的。
He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
耶稣说凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
This word or this verse, many many people use it as like evangelical purpose.
我们常常是用在这个在这个奉献这个传道的时候用这句话来呼召。
That means if you got any problem, any trouble, just come to Jesus and he will give you the rest.
我们常常认为就说哦，你有什么问题吗？有什么困难吗？你将来耶稣这里他就给你通通解决了。
Is it true?
真的是这样子吗？
Because if I am the master, I always pick up the one that I favor to me or I really appreciate.
如果我是这个主人的话，我会选说我心爱的人，我爱的人，我喜欢的。
But right after that, Jesus say, "Take my yoke upon you."And learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
然后你们看耶稣接着说什么呢？他说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必享安息。”
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
If I don't listen carefully about what really Jesus means, but instead I pick up his word according to my preference, then I may get into the wrong direction and I couldn't receive his promise 100%.
所以你看这是一个很好的例子哈。如果是我不接着看底下耶稣讲的话，只是看上面那一句，因为这句话对我来说很有吸引力，我就选这一句，然后我就不能够得到耶稣给我们百分之百的应许。
What Jesus really means is, you got burden, you got a worry, come to me.
所以这里是说，你是不是有重担呢？你有担忧的事情吗？你来我这里。
And then take my yoke. That means I'll give you my burden to you.
然后接着说，我就是怎么样，就是放担负我的轭，就是说我要把我的轭交付在你们身上。
So that means we're going to receive extra load.
其实耶稣讲说，哎，你们我会把更多的重担放在你们身上。
But this is exactly what he means.
这就是耶稣讲的。
So this is trying to tell you, your burden is nothing. Take mine.
就讲说，哎呀，你的重担认为很重吗？其实没什么啦。我你今天看耶稣给你的担，那才是更重的。
So why I couldn't receive the 100% His promise is because I am the master to utilize His word.
所以为什么不能够得到耶稣百分之百的应许话语，百分之百应许，就是因为我们自己还是自己做主的。
I'll show you another example in Romans.
好，另外一个例子就是罗马书有一句经节。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him.
罗马书第八章第二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Usually we just cut this portion out of the context.
所以我们常常是就。到此就打住了，就是叫爱神的人得益处，万事互相效力，到爱神人得益处，就是打住。
We even share in the testimony.
我们在做见证时也常常提这句话啊，万事互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。Stop.
Because I got a bad neighbor.
哦，因为我这个邻居有个恶邻居。
And he got laid off, so he need to move out. All things, good works for the good of those who love him.
哦，你看我一个恶邻居，他现在失业了，所以他要搬家了。你看是不是上帝应许说万事互相效力，叫爱神人得益处
？This is pick up his word according to my preference.
这就是照我自己喜好来拣选、筛拣神的话语。
But actually, what the Roman said actually is who have been called according to his purpose.
其实上整个句子是说，就是照他旨意被招的人，才是会万事互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。
And what is his purpose?
那他的旨意是什么呢
？For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
他的旨意就是因为他预先所知道的人就预先定向效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
So actually his purpose is to be conformed to the likeness of his son.
其实神的旨意就是让我们能够效法学习神的儿子。
That means everything work the good for us is if you areIn the process to be conformed to the likeness of his son.
所以这个句子意思就是，如果你们想要万事的互相效益，叫爱神得益处的话，你们就必须要效法他儿子。
So this is the purpose that means if you follow this process, everything will work good for you.
所以你如果照这样的来做的话，你就真的会是万事互相效力。
So I need to really.Follow or obey exactly what original intention of the verse.
So we 必须要真的是了解，而且跟从这个经句里圣经话语的真正的意思。
So there are two criteria. One is you need to really receive His word, eat it like just like food.
所以这有两个要点。第一个是你必须要吃他的话语。
And secondly is you need to obey.
那第二个就是你必须要听从他的话语。
I would like to share a little bit my testimony.
我再跟大家分享一下我的见证。
One night, when I was, every night actually I will go with my wife to watch evening news.
哦，我跟我太太经常是在我看这个晚间新闻，一起看晚间新闻。
And I usually I just read my book or Bible.But at the same time, I just listen to the sound from the TV.
我是经常是一心两用，一边看圣经，一边耳朵听他那个新闻。
And one evening, I saw the screen. There is a Chinese picture. in the screen.
那有天我看到瞄了一下，哎，荧幕上怎么有一个这个中有关中国的一个影片
？And that picture is a Chinese student picture.
啊，这是一个中国学生的照片。
I didn't really pay attention. Just heard a little bit slightly say, this man has using the knife and slash his girlfriend.
那我就是漫不经心的，就听了，就好像哦，这个人用刀子刺杀了他的女朋友。
And that's about it. So I get a very blur memory about that picture.
所以就这样模模糊糊的就过去了。
And two days later.One of our brother called me.
然后两天以后，有个弟兄就打电话给我。
And he urged me to visit the victim.
他就去叫跟我说，我们去看这个受伤害的人，受害者。
Because one of the Caucasian pastor visit her in the hospital.
因为有个白人的牧师去探访这个被男朋友刺伤的这个女孩子。
And our brother said.Caucasian pastor visit her, and no Chinese pastor visit her. That's no good.
啊，这位弟兄，你看，人家白人的牧师就去看访你自己同胞了。我们自己的中国的牧师反而没有去看我们自己同胞，太说不过去了。
And I told him that I knew that pastor.
然后我就跟这个弟兄说，我认识这位白人的牧师。
So I called that pastor and asked where the victim and the location.
然后我就打电话给这位白人牧师，问他说：“这个受害者现在在哪里？”
And the pastor told me that actually the victim didn't want to see him.
那这个外国牧师就跟我讲说，其实这个受害者并不想见他。
He came as a give the ride for her classmate.
他去探访必须要用一个理由，就是把
No, the pastor was.Ride the people to visit. The pastor ride the classmate, her classmate to visit her. Not he want to see her.
其实是这个牧师怎么样？是把这个受害者的朋友给他一个带开车带这个受害者的朋友去看这个受害者被害者。
And the victim refused to see the pastor.
然后这个受害者就是不拒绝看这个牧师。
And the pastor told me that.She does not want to see any strangers.
因为这位受害者他不想见任何的陌生人。
So that means I don't need to go.
这是不是就表示说我就不要去了，因为我是陌生人啊，他不认识啊。
And right after I hang up the phone, there is a verse came to me.
然后当我把电话挂下的时候，决定说哦，那我是陌生人，不需要去的时候，然后有个圣经经句马上就进到我心里。
And this is against whom has the king of Israel come out?Whom are you pursuing? A dead dog? A flea?
啊，这句话就是《撒母耳记》二十四章里面讲说，以色列王出来要寻找谁呢？追赶谁呢？不过追赶一条死狗，一个
核弹
就是
核枣就是
了。
OK, this is a word that I'm not that familiar.
这个经句我并不是非常熟悉。
Of course, I have read quite a few times.
当我读过好几次了，但是我并不是对它非常的有。
And then God used this word to tell me, everybody now look at that killer or whatever, that person, that man as a dead dog. Nobody wants it.
这里就告诉我们现在 把这个凶手，每个人都把这个凶手 看像一条死狗，看成一个像跳蚤一样。
Then Jesus said, "But I want him."
但是耶稣告诉说，我要这个死狗，我要这个跳蚤。
So it was a shock to me.
所以我就很震惊了。
I never met that person.
我从来没有见过这个凶手。
I'm not familiar with the couple.
然后我也不晓得他们之间。关系是什么
？So it just, I just kept in my mind.
然后我就在留在心里，放在我自己心里。
Two weeks later.
然后两个礼拜以后。
My senior pastor came to me.
然后我的主任牧师就来找我。
And he asked me a favor to go with him to the prison as a translator.
然后他就叫我说：“你可不可以跟我一起到这个监狱里当我的翻译
？”At that time, I thought.Well, maybe some Chinese illegal immigrant need translation.
我当时想，哦，大概是所谓的非法移民之类的问题吧，需要翻译。
And I never got into the prison in the United States.
然后我以前从来没有去过美国的监狱。
Later, I found that I need to go through all the security process.
然后后来发现我要经过一切的安全的检查。
And consuming a lot of time.
然后要花很多时间哦。
Provide all the material.
哦，很多资料啊，等等的。
For the checkup. Finally, I got through, and we had an appointment to visit the prison.
终于我们被批准了，就可以到监狱里去探访了。
So I went with a senior pastor to the prison.
所以我就跟着主任牧师一起去了监狱。
And when we at the entrance, the officer told us, right now the whole prison was locked down.
然后我们到了门口的时候，那个狱卒就跟我们讲说，现在我们整个监狱都已经关了，就是有些事情发生，所以整个监狱都现在是关的。
So come back later.
你们也待会儿再来吧。
So we went back and then we reschedule to visit.
所以我们回来以后就再重新再去申请吧。
And then my senior pastor told me that he couldn't go.
然后我的主任就说跟我讲说，哎呀，我这下我就不能去了。
So I went by myself.
所以我就自己一个人去。
I didn't know whom I will visit.
所以我一点都不知道我到底要去探访的人是谁。
The senior pastor already arranged for the list.
因为这个我们的主任牧师已经所有事情都安排好了。
So I went through all the check, and then finally I got into the spot.
所以我经过层层的关卡，终于到了里面。
And when the prisoner came to me, he is the person from the TV.
所以当这个犯人出现的时候，我才发现原来这个人就是我在电视机上看到那个刺杀自己女友的那个中国学生。
I don't need to know all the details.
我不需要知道一些很详细的背景。
Because he is going to arrange. All I need just follow.
然后因为有人帮我安排好了，所以我只要去跟着去做就好了。
Make a long story short.
长话短说。
From that day, for 13 years, whenever I will be available, I visit the prisoner every week.
So, 从那个时候开始，一直到漫长的十三年，我就只要我一有空，我每就会去探访这个所谓的犯人。
Every week.
每一个礼拜。
I was extremely tight schedule for that period.
因为我那个时候，老实讲，自己非常的忙，事情很多。
I was a full-time engineer.
因为我是全职的工程师。
I was also full-time a pastor.
也是个全职的牧者。
If full-time is 40 hours a week, that means yes, I qualify for that.
Yeah, 如果你认为一个礼拜40小时是 full-time 的话，我就是一个礼拜44小时在做。
And every time you visit a person, you need to drive 30 minutes.And then through the security, another 30 minutes, and then you will be allowed to meet the prisoner for only 1 hour, and then you come back.
So you 每次来回开车就差不多一个多小时，在花上这个层层关卡的时间，然后你跟这个囚犯，能够相处时间也不过是一个小时而已。
For 13 years.
So 一直十三年，如此。
I don't think I have that power. I don't think I have that kind of love.For a person that I don't know.
如果是靠我自己，我想我自己没有那样的毅力，也没有那样的爱心。
But you know what? Something happened.
但你知道一个很奇妙的事情。
I receive His word as my food.
因为我接到神的话语，把它当成食物吃下。
And then I'm no longer the master to really utilize His word, but He become the master.He point the word he want me to follow.
所以我不再是这个挑选神话语的主人，而是神他自己赐给我，要我知道，要我读的话语，让我去跟着去做。
And that is the word that we have read today, Jeremiah. Your word become my joy and my heart's delight.
这就是我们今天读的耶利米书所讲的，你的话语是我心中的欢喜快乐。
To me now, the word, the whole verse become real to me.
现在这个整个经句变成一个真实的东西。
I try to encourage everyone that His word got that kind of power.
我希望鼓励大家真的知道神的话语是真的有这样的大能。
You know what? The Bible, you read it, that's great.
我们看圣经不错，你看了。
But there is a special word that He talked to me directly.
但是你在读的时候，你会发现有一些特别的字眼言语是他要告诉你的。
Would that make a big difference?
这样是不是就是读经以后你觉得就大不相同呢？
He talked to me directly.
他直接的跟你说话。
And that will bring joy and delight.
然后你就真的会觉得心里有欢喜有快乐。
For 13 years.Because he talked to me.
30年了，因为他跟我说话。
And that's why I will be able to do that.
也因为如此，我才能够一直持续的做下去。
The last day I met him before he go back to China, he told me over and over again, say thank you for your love.
然后当这个犯人他在最后一天他要回国的时候回中国的时候他一直不断地告诉我说谢谢你对我的爱心
I sincerely told him no not at all that is not my love
然后我就很诚恳地跟他讲说不这不是我的爱
that love is from him
这个爱是从他那里来的
he has mercy upon me
他在我身上有恩典有恩慈
If you are in a bad mood, but you receive His word, He speaks directly to you. That word will lift you up.
各位，如果你心情有不舒畅的时候，当你读神的话语的时候，他会直接跟你说话，然后那个话语就会变成你心里的欢喜跟快乐。
And give you the strength and power to overcome many, many difficult situations.
给你这个能力，能够克服很多很多困难的事情。
So it's not that difficult. You just try to eat His word as food.
所以事实上也不是那么的难，你就把他的话给他吃下去。
You continue to devour His word.
然后一直的把他的话能够吃下去。
And occasion, He will create some opportunity to let you learn obedience.
然后不时的，他就会给你一些。机会让你能够学习顺服的功课。
Prepare yourself, be available. When he starts to speak, you can listen.
就是你自己要准备好，当神要直接跟你说话的时候，你自己准备好了，你能够听得懂，能够听得到他。
And once you receive both, then that joy and delight will overflow you from you.
所以当你能够吃下去，又能够听得到神的话的时候，那种的畅快，那种快乐，就是心里的。
Nothing can change. Nothing can exchange for that.
是没有东西可以取代的。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。